Welcome to this introductory lecture on Bohmian mechanics. Let me first give a rough definition of the theory, what Bohmian mechanics is. Bohmian mechanics is a theory of quantum phenomena based on a particle picture. That means, according to Bohmian mechanics, the physical world, the world around us, is composed of point particles moving on deterministic paths. When we specialize Bohmian mechanics to measurement-like situations, or when we analyze the description of experiments in a Bohmian framework, we get, as an effective theory, standard textbook quantum mechanics. In this way, Bohmian mechanics can be seen as an explanation for that standard textbook quantum formalism. Moreover, using Bohmian mechanics, one can easily, or as a consequence of that, one can easily understand all of the so-called quantum puzzles. At this point, one might ask, why should one study Bohmian mechanics at all? Or even more drastically, why is this theory needed at all? Let me start this way. When one studies quantum mechanics, one learns how to formally describe the state of a system and to find its time evolution. On top of that, one learns a set of rules how to derive from the formal state description predictions about the statistics of outcomes of experiments. Of course, this scheme, these rules, are very successful considering their empirical predictions. But one might ask, where do these rules come from? What is their content? What is their meaning? And probably most importantly, what do they tell us about the physical world? As we believe, as of today, there have been four main attempts to answer these questions. Two of them, namely operationalism and many worlds, do not change the basic equations of the theory. A third possibility is usually called spontaneous localization models. They change the Schrödinger equation to incorporate the collapse of the wave function into the free dynamics. We will not further discuss any of these three possibilities, but we'll just focus on the fourth one, namely Bohmian mechanics, that does also change the basic structure of quantum mechanics, the theoretical structure of quantum mechanics, but not by changing the Schrödinger equation, but by supplementing it with another equation, a new equation. Actually, Bohmian mechanics does directly spring from the quantum formalism if we just dare to ask, what if there really are particles really moving on deterministic paths, on definite paths? I believe there are two main merits of Bohmian mechanics. First, it proves that quantum randomness can be explained within a deterministic theory, just in pretty much the same way as Newtonian mechanics explains thermodynamics. A second main merit is that what is usually called or referred to as quantum puzzles can easily be understood in Bohmian mechanics. This is due to the fact that the measurement formalism of ordinary quantum mechanics rests within Bohmian mechanics on a mathematically rigorous and conceptually clear basis. In the first place, Bohmian mechanics is a theory that can be applied to any physical system, and if you specialize it to measurements-like situations or to the analysis of the outcomes of, or to the analysis of experimental situations, you get an effective theory of measurement that is nothing else than the usual standard textbook quantum mechanics. In this way, there is no conflict between Bohmian mechanics and standard textbook quantum mechanics. The latter does not alter the former, but it rather just provides a way, an explanation, a way to understand where these rules come from, the formalism comes from. But I believe there are also some words of warning in order here. Even though Bohmian mechanics is a deterministic theory about particles, about point particles moving, this motion is in no way classical. But seriously, one should not really have expected otherwise. After all, Bohmian mechanics did not originate from the will to carry over classical mechanics or classical concepts to the quantum domain. But it springs from the question whether it is possible to understand the quantum formalism in terms of particles always having objective and definite positions at any time.